I'm going to call to order the October 23rd, 2017, Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting. Is anyone taping? Amy Cates is taping. Could I have introductions, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
I'd like to start something new. I'd like to start off with a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What time's that done that? Voting is Wednesday, right? The 24th? Or is it?
Tomorrow's the 24th.
All right. What day is it? Is this Rio?
Today's Monday, the 23rd.
Is this Rio or New York?
I know one time we voted on Thursday, which really screwed me up.
Okay. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Oh, yes. You'll have to turn the microphone on.
Hi, I'm Carol Zace, 86 Putnam Avenue. I'm sorry I wasn't able to make it to last month's meeting. I thought the meeting was at 6 o'clock, and when I arrived to see the Boy Scouts, I realized I had missed something. So in June, I asked you guys to move it to 6 o'clock, and I really appreciate that you had. In July, you canceled the meeting. In August, I couldn't make it. In September, I showed up an hour and a half late. So I apologize, but I do appreciate it because I take this information back to the Civic Association and try to keep that board informed of all the committees. And if I don't go to the meetings, I am listening to your audio. So I just encourage everybody to speak up and speak clearly because it's sometimes the only way I can hear what's going on. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, Treasurer's report.
Treasurer's report. 2017, I'm working with the town of Barnstable in reconciling our records, our tax collection records with theirs. We're about 70% through it. It appears candidly that most of the corrections are on their end, and our records are in pretty good shape. 2018, looking at the expenditure report, I can say that all of the articles are either at the desired level of spending or under it. There's none of the articles are over. A reminder, we have the tax classification meeting on the 13th, and Charlie has indicated, the clerk has indicated that that will be noticed in the paper. And then finally, Stan, I think you had some questions about the financial reports. Is there anything?
Yeah, just understanding. I'll get together with you, some one day when you're over at the firehouse. And
I should be there the rest of this week, just about every day.
Okay. Get over there just to get some clarification on the line items.
Okay, happy to do that. That's all, Charlie.
Okay. Any questions? Other questions for the treasurer?
No.
Okay. And the space needs assessment. How's that coming along?
Okay. Reasonably well. Let's pass this around. There's a couple extra for people in the audience. Should be if you actually have it.
I just don't want the one.
Okay, this is a draft, and well, let me drop back.
I don't have one. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a draft. I dropped by Rick Fenuccio's office in Yarmouth, spoke to him for about an hour, and he got me a bunch of information, gave me a lot of stuff that what he as an architect would be looking for. Okay, gave me a sample document, and this is what turned out. Okay, and I apologize to Paul because I was supposed to get with him with the outline and flesh it out, but I looked at the stuff you sent me, the public documents from Ashburnham and a couple other places, and you know, they're all similar. So you might want to look this over. Okay. Obviously, it's a draft.
It's very thorough.
Sure is. Yeah.
So this includes looking at the water department buildings, the fire station, and 56 High Street.
Yeah. It takes a look to visit all the things. And that's why one of the things that Rick left off as far as his outline was concerned was the first paragraph, and I thought the first paragraph was really necessary to tell people what is to it, you know, where do we belong, why are we doing this kind of thing, what the various commissions and committees and places that they're going to want to have to look and investigate and check.
Right.
One of the things that Rick was very careful about, and I think Paul's checked out the same thing is. We best be really careful touching that property until we know what we're doing and ready to go. Because if you make changes to it, you're liable to get rid of the grandfather clauses as far as the zoning is concerned. Also, one of the things that Paul mentioned, and I put in here, was the fact that to take which I didn't have that information when I talked to Rick, was to look into combining the two properties and seeing what the pros and cons were.
I think that merging the two lots, I think, makes sense, and I think that'll make it easier, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to connect the buildings if we so determined that we want to do that. So do you want approval of this to start sending it out, or?
I guess that, you know, I'm unfamiliar with the process because I've not done this before, but I would assume that the Prudential Committee would like to make a motion and vote on it. And then we'll give it to the clerk. I think what goes out And there was a lot more boilerplate in many of the things that you sent me, and quoted the laws and all that good stuff. And, of course, the other towns were a lot, most of them were larger than Kootenai, I think. But I mean, this is the body, and then you need to put the legal stuff on it. Am I on the right track?
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's under $25,000, so it doesn't have to be a, they can just be requests for bids. It doesn't have to be an RFP. Yeah.
Yes.
I think the designer selection law says if the final building construction is over $100,000, I think it is, that you have to go by the designer selection law. And I can get you the specifications on that. But if the final construction is that higher amount, and if the either that or if the designer fee is more than $10,000, they have to go request for a quote. We have to select a designer selection committee. We have to go out to bid either as with a set fee, saying we are willing to pay X amount of dollars for this study, and people and companies can bid on it, and the designer selection committee will select the most desirable the vendor and go that way. Or you go out to bid without a fee, you just select the most desirable company, and then you negotiate a fee with that company. So it's unfortunately a fairly complicated process to go through, because the final process is more than $100,000, more than likely, for construction.
But this is just a space needs study. Does that,
right.
That
so
apply?
If we do a management study that doesn't involve any engineering, any architectural, any conceptual drawings, then we can do it under $25,000. But if the ultimate result of what you're looking for has any architectural input, any engineering component to it, then it's considered designer selection, and you have to go by designer selection law. So it depends what you're looking for out of the process. If you just want someone to give us an idea of maybe how many square feet we may need or how many offices, then we could do it without going out to bid.
Right.
Right. But if we want someone to analyze or produce conceptual drawings, then we would have to go out to bid using the design and selection process.
Tell me about conceptual drawings, because there is something in here, I forget what it is, that talks about, you know, some ideas, in other words, basic, not a plan that you could build by, but some layouts.
Yeah, layouts would. I talked to the IG's office. They said that would definitely put us under the designer selection process. If you're looking for a management study, then we could get away without it. But anything beyond that, that an architect or engineer would do, would require us to go out to bid.
Yeah, Rick also talked, and I think when I spoke, sat down and spoke to you, there's something about a quality. They have to present their qualifications.
Right. You'll tell them what your minimum qualifications are. They will submit them, and the committee will rank them one to whatever. And we have to go with the first pick first, so that the number one selection based on our qualifications, we either have to negotiate a price, or we have gone out to bid ahead of time and give them the price, and then we have to, unless we have some reason to disqualify them, we have to go to the top bid we pick.
Interesting. Okay, so...
Sorry. I'm sorry, Paul Rude, Fire Chief.
Well, it seems to me that, you know, if we're going to be moving down this path, then it doesn't make sense for us to just, you know, start to dabble in it and just say do a space needs. So, I mean, we're obviously going to want to start to put together something, pen to paper on this.
Well, one of the things that, obviously I wasn't aware of what Paul just brought up. But one thing I was aware of that Rick made me aware of is where a lot of towns, when you get past the space needs part of it, a lot of towns make a mistake of just getting an estimate of the construction, and then when they go out actually for the, he broke it up into three phases: the space needs phase, the second phase is kind of layout and some basic design, and then the third phase is you actually go out for construction bids. He indicated that if I remember correctly, a lot of towns do the first two phases and they get some rough estimates of what the construction is going to be like, and then they go out, for the citizens to vote on it and a warrant. They go out to bid and they find out that they're way under. So he recommended, if I remember correctly, to do the space needs first, then do the second and third phase, the layout, have an architect do a layout and design, and then go out for bids, final bids. So we would have to go back That's pretty simple to go back and wordsmith this and just take out anything that has to do with layout and design and just make it
space
like a consulting kind of thing.
Right. You will eventually have to go out to bid for a designer anyways.
Yes, right.
So if you do it now, you don't have to go out later on. You can continue to use the same architect through the whole process. So it makes it you do go earlier rather than later. So it depends, like I said, what you're looking for. And you're right about we want to come back with estimates 60 days prior to a district meeting so that we can vote on funds. Otherwise, we could be chasing our tail and appropriate, you know, one number and come in at $100 more, then we can't wait to go back for another town meeting. So it's easier to get it done 60 days before the meeting.
Well, I don't think we only have $25,000 at the moment for this process. I'm not sure that I want to, you know, we need to do this so that everybody in the district is informed of what's going on. And then we're going to have to ask for more funds to go out to the architectural process, because obviously what we have now is not going to cover it. So I would prefer right now to just do a space needs assessment without any architectural drawings, or just so that we know, can get a better idea of, you know, how much we're, you know, probably going to be looking at in terms of the architectural services, which are going to cost a great deal.
But I mean, if we're limited at this point in time, it's an all or nothing kind of thing.
Yeah,
know, if we're limited, if we want to do something, otherwise we have to have a special meeting.
Okay, so we go out. So I'll go out and just modify this and take out anything that has to do with any kind of design or plans, just the space needs and consulting type of thing, and come back with a report on what the architect, the winning architect, thinks that they need, no, we need to meet the space needs.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you? So I'll go out and I can modify this in an hour or so, and then I'll send it out by email.
Okay, thanks.
And, but still, actually, okay, send it out by email because it's just information. That's okay.
That's okay.
But then we may need to have a special meeting say okay to approve it.
Well, we have the meeting coming up on the 13th, so.
Okay, we can do that, yeah.
Okay, so I went in front of the Historic Commission, and in their wisdom, they decided that they're going to maintain the 18-month hold. So they said, you know, we care to go out and see if anybody wants the building, we can do that. But if we're not going to tear it down or dismantle it, then we'll just let the hold sit there. Because if you have the 18-month hold and the hold comes on, if you don't do something by 2 years, then you need to go back to them and start the process all over.
Yeah, so we should, obviously, going out, we should have this. The space needs done, you know, in this fiscal year, and then we may have an idea of what we're going to need next fiscal year, which will take us close to the end of the 18-month period,
right,
for both the design and construction.
And then we'll have 24.
Yeah.
Just have to make sure we time it so that.
So the 18-month actually might not be such a bad.
No.
Thing.
So I'm still going to go ahead and get the oil tank out of there. And get the the septic system down.
If you take the oil tank out, do you need any kind of environmental assessment or environmental people there watching or anything like that?
No, I had one taken out of my house, and the guy just came and took it out, drained it, and took it out.
It's not an underground storage tank,
There's been no leakage or anything?
I didn't see any.
Okay.
It's practically underground inside the basement, but it's not underground outside.
Underground.
So the Thursday, the mold doctors were here and took care of the basement. They did a terrific job. I can't say enough about the great job that they did. last Tuesday, Fowler was here to put the mouse traps out. And when they came and looked at the building, we have termites. So they're coming tomorrow to.
And they pay rent?
I don't think so. They're just eating. So they're going to come tomorrow and check the mouse traps and put bait outside the building for the termites.
What kind of damage has been done?
He didn't see any damage.
Damage, just evidence.
He saw the evidence of them and their tunnels.
Okay.
He saw tunnels running along the building. So, and we had to purchase two new tables for Freedom Hall. One of them was broken, in case people don't remember. And the Exit Realty has been meeting here doing real estate classes, and they needed more tables. So we got a couple of new tables. And, let's see, and we're going to be having the 4-H group is going to start meeting here every other Thursday from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. And then we're meeting in Osterville, and then I don't know where they went from Osterville, but they're going to start meeting here with us. And that's another thing I wanted to talk to you about. We have, when people come and use the hall, we're taking deposits, key deposits.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they're just in a drawer, but I don't think that that's the best way to handle those.
I would agree.
Yeah. So if you can come up, so I assume the best way to do is probably put it in an escrow account.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we need to do that.
I'll set it up.
Okay. And so you're in the bylaw. Do you know who's on the bylaw committee?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the policy advisory committee.
Yeah, right.
I have nothing to report. I'll get on that.
Okay,
I will too.
All right.
Does Ken, I know that when I was on the policy advisory committee, Ken Malloy was involved in rounding up people for it, but does he do the same thing for the bylaws?
Yes.
Okay, I'll check with Ken.
Ken rounds up people for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's good
at that. So you could also, I'm sure Lori would be willing to serve, and Penny LeVert would be willing to serve.
Who's the second person?
Penny LeVert. She's been on him in the past. She's good. And Mimi McConnell. So.
So these people that have been on in the past, obviously they have experience, but would it help to get some new blood on the panel?
Well, it's bylaws.
I don't know. It's kind of a dry subject, but
yeah.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Yeah. And I don't remember who was on your committee. So any other business we need to discuss? Concerns? Anything new?
Nothing new.
Oh, nothing.
I do have one thing to report. Our screen is on its way. The first one came through damaged.
Oh no!
So they had to send it back. So. We should get the screen should be coming in the next couple of weeks, and they'll be able to mount that. And once it's electrified, then we can get the rest of the system installed.
Were we looking about getting some quotes for the floor?
Yeah, I've gotten I've gotten one quote from somebody for the floor. I need some more. Need a couple more. I'd like to do the same thing. Do it in maple, because obviously this lasted since 1860. So,
good stuff.
Yeah. So if there's no other business, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Did you want to go through the minutes?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Derek, did you go through the minutes?
I did. And
I did.
Make a motion that we accept the minutes of September 2017.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Now I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved. Thank you.